Exclusive: Senator Dave McCormick wants PA to lead in the next generation of energy. By Hannah Knudsen on July 23, 2025. Pennsylvania can help lead the way with the next generation of energy for the U.S. Senator Dave McCormick, RPA, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. "Right after I won the election, I had a call with President Trump, and he said, 'Hey, how can I help you?' And I said two things: please come to Pennsylvania for a wrestling match. And he came for the national championships in February. And I said, 2nd, I'd like to have an energy and innovation summit in Pittsburgh. Because when he was president 2017 he said, 'I'm elected to serve the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris,' McCormick began. And I said, 'This is your chance,' and what I told him. And what was clear on Tuesday of last week was that Pennsylvania is the crossroads between energy innovation and AI innovation, or the revolution of those two things, for a couple reasons," the senator said, noting that the Keystone State is the number two energy producer in the country and the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Dave McCormick, RPA, July 22, 2025. "We have nuclear power. We have coal. We have oil. We have huge natural gas reserves. And AI requires a huge amount of energy," he said, asserting that the energy needs of America will triple over the next 15 years because of the AI revolution. "Second, we got these incredible skilled workers, electricians and pipe fitters and steam fitters, and you need them to build these big AI data centers. And then finally, you've got all these great universities in Pennsylvania. So come to Pennsylvania, and the summit was amazing. Because we invited the president, his cabinet, we invited CEOs. We had 60 of the biggest CEOs in the world in energy and technology and investing. We had labor leaders. We had it was bipartisan. We had the governor came as my guest, because we need to. We need to embrace permitting reform together," the senator said, explaining they accomplished three goals at the summit. "And we accomplished three goals. Number one, the businesses there announced $92 billion of investment in Pennsylvania. Data centers, energy infrastructure, nuclear power. It was amazing. We had 150 media, members of the media. They're all telling Pennsylvania's story about being in the lead, at the forefront of this revolution," he said, surmising that none of this would have happened without President Trump's commitment to energy dominance policies. "But I told him, 'Listen, this is going to help the people that voted for us. This is going to help the working families in Pennsylvania who we promised to create opportunity for,'" he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.